There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in France, where after 43 years, French prosecutors are finally set to trial six suspects linked to the 1982 deadly attack on Paris' Joe Goldenberg restaurant, the deadliest anti-Semitic assault in France since World War II. The bombing and shooting in Paris' Jewish quarter killed six and wounded 20 amid Palestinian terrorist activity. This long-delayed trial signals a significant step in justice for victims of one of France's darkest anti-Semitic episodes. Meanwhile, Australia's anti-Semitism envoy, Gillian Segal, has unveiled a comprehensive plan to combat rising anti-Jewish hatred. Key proposals include defining anti-Semitism nationally, strengthening hate crime laws, and mandatory education on Jewish history and anti-Semitism in schools. Albanese acknowledged the importance of tackling these issues, emphasizing Australia's multicultural strength. On to news from Germany, where Baden-Württemberg faces a rising tide of anti-Semitism, yet authorities remain largely inactive. Critics accuse local officials and state representatives, including anti-Semitism Commissioner Michael Bloom, of downplaying or enabling anti-Jewish sentiments amid allegations of conflicts of interest. Jewish leaders and survivors have condemned the silence and inaction, raising urgent concerns about the safety of Germany's oldest hatred amid political indifference. South African photojournalist Ilan Ossendrever recently found himself stranded in Israel amid Operation Rising Lion whilst capturing the ongoing war's devastating impact. Originally in Israel to launch his book Israel after October 7th, Ossendrever then shifted focus to record the destruction caused by Iranian missile attacks. Staying with his family in Givat Hayim, he was compelled to document the chaos, recognizing the limited coverage of Israel's plight in South Africa and the West. Ossendrever also highlighted Israeli resilience and a resolve to rebuild without succumbing to hatred. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. The Trump administration has sanctioned UN Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese, accusing her of politicized criticism and bias targeting of Israeli and US officials through the ICC. The NEA, the United States' largest teachers' union, has adopted a non-binding resolution prohibiting the use or endorsement of all Anti-Defamation League materials. Israel is calling on the United Nations to address a report revealing Hamas weaponized sexual violence during the October 2023 attacks. A mosque in Alkmaar, Holland, has dismissed its imam after he visited Israel with European Muslim leaders. A non-profit in Israel aims to engage thousands of U.S. Jewish college students amid rising global anti-Semitism. Dov Foreman, 21-year-old great-grandson of Holocaust survivor Lily Ebert, has gained recognition from Time magazine as one of the 100 most influential people online by championing Holocaust education through their popular TikTok account with 2 million followers. And finally,
I like when people clap because it makes me feel like Ellen, but I...
Comedian Liz Glazer's debut special, Do You Know Who I Am Not?, released on YouTube earlier this month, offers a humorous dive into her Jewish life. The set explores her marriage to a rabbi, her roots as the granddaughter of Holocaust survivors, and her own anxieties. Glazer's sharp storytelling blends personal experiences, cultural observations, and highlights her influences like Joan Rivers and Maria Bamford. She also appeared recently on The Tonight Show, reflecting on her journey from lawyer to comedian, motherhood, and a love for Jewish food. Her honest, relatable humor continues to resonate with audiences seeking authentic, family-centered comedy.
Please make it loud for Liz Glazer!
For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.